And we are rejoicing. We are saying farewell to our good friend, Dave Endres. He is here in town joining us for that first hour. And what an incredible hour that was. We met the goal. We actually went over just a bit. So we appreciate that. Those are those funds that will help Mater Dei Radio grow just a bit. But more importantly, two people will be welcoming these beautiful prayer shawls. Mm-hmm. So Circle Me in Green is now gone. Harvest is now gone. So that leaves us Salt and Pepper and Blue Twilight. These last two are very nice. Yeah. The Blue Twilight is triangular.
Yeah.
So it's designed so that way it kind of is made to be a shawl. The Salt and Pepper one I really like because that one had an internal sewn-in tassel.
Right, right.
So that way when you fold it up, you have this really nice tassel to, yeah, almost like a cincture.
Yeah.
To just tie it and hold it all together. So that one is also still remaining.
Cincture good for fabric, not good in Congress. Like, you don't want to be...
Cincture.
Cincture. I didn't say the cincture.
Cincture, like a... Well, like
a rope that goes around your waist.
Let's carry no longer. 888-823-5286. Sorry. My bad. Oh, my goodness.
But it was a great morning.
Cage them squirrels.
And we are going to keep this great morning going. So we have another wonderful guest joining us by phone because, well, it is a long way down to Cottage Grove. We welcome this hour our good friend of Mater Dei Radio, Father John Boyle. Father Boyle, good morning. How is the sunrise there in Cottage Grove today?
Good morning, Brenda, and everybody there in the studio. Sunrise? What sunrise? It's fog here.
You got fog there this morning. Okay. Well, we can assure you that fog will be lifting and you will have a glorious fall day that God has created just for all of us this hour. I appreciate you so much. You know, I appreciate Father Boyle so much because I did go on a pilgrimage. It's been a year and a half ago now that we took a tour of the shrines of Italy.
Oh, nice.
And we spent a certain number of days in Rome. Well, after one of our evening masses, we had toured St. Mary Major.
Mm.
And then we went to a little side church because there are side churches all over the place. And then we were free to have a little bit of time before dinner that evening. Now, I remember from the previous share-a-thon that we had just had that Father Boyle, who is the pastor of Our Lady of Perpetual Help Church down in Cottage Grove, said, there is a church not far from St. Mary Major, and it has the icon of Our Lady of Perpetual Help.
Oh, nice.
The icon.
Oh, the one, right.
And so because he was telling us about it. It is the Church of St. Alphonsus. It's the story that it is even still remains. Father Boyle shared with us, and I have a devotion. You talked about pondering this morning. I ponder this image.
Yeah.
I look at this. I am just drawn in when I see it. And when Father Boyle had explained that icon, where it was, of course, him being the pastor of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, I said, I got to find it.
You knew you had to get there.
And so we were just, the priest that had joined us, he goes, that's not too far away.
Oh, nice.
So we started walking. And sure enough, there it was. He talked to the pastor there. The pastor said, Mass is going to be happening right now. But he said, stay. And he said, you can come up to the altar.
Oh, my goodness.
And he let us come right up to the altar that has the icon encased in it. And it is all because of Father Boyle that
there
I was able to have that experience. You are my good friend, Father Boyle. Thank you so much for being with us. That's a beautiful story. If you just kind of share a little bit about that icon of Our Lady of Perpetual Help.
Yeah, in fact, I was there in January earlier this year, so in Rome and visited the church there as well. So I was able to pray that before that icon. And it goes back to the 1400s. And in fact, apparently was stolen by a merchant in Crete and brought to Rome. And then it kind of disappeared from view. And it was put up in the then Church of St. Matthew, which was destroyed in 1798. It was kept in a safe place by Augustinian friars. And then when the new church was eventually built on the site of the old St. Matthew's, then Our Lady's request that her icon be venerated could be fulfilled. And so the new church there of St. Alphonsus is run by the Redemptorists. And so the worldwide devotion to Our Lady of Perpetual Help, the promotion of that devotion, is entrusted to the Redemptorist order. And in fact, as a child, you know, I grew up not far from a Redemptorist parish in South London, and dedicated to St. Mary, Our Lady. And there were regular missions there run by the Redemptorists, and a beautiful icon of Our Lady of Perpetual Help in a wonderful chapel there. So it was very much part of my life growing up, and we had the icon of Our Lady of Perpetual Help in our home. So it's kind of things going full circle in that now I'm here in Western Oregon and pastor of a parish dedicated to Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Now, we have a very beautiful antique kind of shrine here in that some years ago I saw this beautiful antique piece available online, and I thought it was going to be a bit of a crazy idea to get this icon and the beautiful oak surrounds from all the way from the Netherlands. But I put it in the bulletin and put it out on social media, say, hey guys, look, if you want it, we'll get it. If you don't, that's fine. And the money came in, and we got this beautiful piece shipped from the Netherlands. Mm. And it now occupies a beautiful corner all to itself in our church. And people place their petitions on cards into a box there that is all part of this. It's probably 100 years old, this piece, you know.
Wow.
And, every Saturday morning, whatever petitions are placed in that box, I put on the altar, because every Saturday morning are for Mass for Our Lady's intentions. And so whatever people have placed there in Our Lady's hands are presented to our Lord on the altar, and are presented to him in the hands of Our Lady Perpetual Help.
I love that. Our Lady never lets us down. She holds our prayers dear to her heart, and she offers them to our Lord. Our Lady of Perpetual Help is just such a beautiful image. And Father John Boyle, pastor at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Parish in Cottage Grove, joining us this morning. So we are going to talk more about Perpetual Help, and more importantly, too, about this day of Fall Share-a-thon, where we're going to be talking about hope in eternal life. So before we get to that, though, Father Boyle, we do want to be able to let people know we have some work to do this hour. For Fall Share-a-thon this hour, $2,000. Is our goal. Now, this is the goal we need to make that will keep the lights on. Again, we grew that matching fund on Monday, that wonderful, that magical matching Monday, and now we have $2,000 to match this hour. So $2,000 straight match. Come on, Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Your pastor is on this morning. Our Lady of Perpetual Help is praying for us, and together we will get to that goal. Father Boyle, today on Fall Share-a-thon, you know, our overall theme is rejoice in hope. And today we're focusing on eternal life. And this is a hope that it is the goal of all goals for all of us here on earth, is to have that eternal life, to be with our Lord, to be before the beatific vision, and really to join Mary in a loving and honoring and worshiping God forever. Can you just give us your thoughts on hope in eternal life?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, we hope for lots of things, don't we? We hope that we'll meet or exceed our goal for this hour, you know, $2,000. We hope that people may become, join me and become a sustaining member of Martyr Day Radio. We hope for, I know that the sun will break through this mist that's here today. We hope for healing as well, because you know, our life on this earth is not disconnected from our life in heaven. It's all part of the one thing, and it's a preparation for heaven. So all kinds of, but the virtue of hope, theological virtue of hope, specifically refers to heaven. The Catechism tells us that hope is the theological virtue by which we desire the kingdom of heaven and eternal life as our happiness, placing our trust in Christ's promises and relying not on our own strength, but on the help of the grace of the Holy Spirit. So it's not something that we can just achieve on our own. We know that Christ has promised us eternal life. He'll give us the means that we need in order to gain that prize of eternal life. Above all, you know, really increasing the desire in our hearts for life forever in heaven with God, with Christ, his Son, Jesus Christ, his Son, and Our Lady and all the saints.
Oh, that is the eternal life that we all hope for. And while we are on earth, we do our best to honor God in every possible way.
As Father Boyle said, our hope, $2,000, that's where we need to get to for this hour. We have that opportunity to turn $2,000 into $4,000, $2,000 of matching pledge dollars available to us during this hour. Brenda and Father Doyle, I think it's going to take 11. I think we're going to need 11 individual gifts. We have two in already. We had an online gift come in. We had the phone ring. We're looking for 9 more individual gifts. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. MaterDeiRadio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app.
What portion can you do? There is another call in, so thank you so much for that. We are looking to match dollar for dollar, $2,000. Father John Boyle with us today. He is the pastor of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. So step by step, we are slowly getting there, and that's the pace we need to keep up. So that way, when we get to the top of the hour, thank you so much for that call as well. We are going to achieve this goal. So many came in there at the end of last hour too. We want to make sure we are thanking everyone. Rolando, that you've got a little some thank yous to give us.
Yes, we do. First, like to say hello to Father John. Thank you for being on the station this morning with us from Cottage Grove.
Rolando, it's great to be with you, and congratulations on your new role there at Mater Dei Radio and your upcoming ordination.
Thank you so much, Father. I appreciate it.
Sadly, I won't be able to make your ordination because of pre-arranged parish things, but rest assured of my fervent prayers for you and your brother.
Really appreciate that. Thank you so much. We would like to also thank Judith from Holy Redeemer Parish in Vancouver. Thank you, Judith. She would like to pray for the new class of deacons for the Archdiocese of Seattle. And then we'd also like to thank Carolyn from Hillsboro here at St. Matthew's Parish. And thank you, Carolyn, for your donation as well.
Here's the deal. Just a quick update. All 4 phone lines taken with our volunteers. That means the next phone line to ring is going to be Deb. And then
Sarah's going to smile.
So we'd love to hear that phone ring 2 more times because that means Sarah would be picking up a phone call. 888-823-5286 right now. All 4 volunteers on the line. 2 phone lines open. 888-823-5286. Let's make Sarah smile.
I know. Sarah, she's been grousing around here all week long.
Make
she's
grumpy
like,
Sarah smile.
Nobody is calling in to make so me fabulous, smile. Yeah. She has not been able to take a pledge. So now would be the time to get those next couple of phone calls in. What portion can you take? Well, let us know. 888-823-5286. Father Boyle joining us this morning. You know, Father Boyle, you up to date. Thank you so much. We have been wishing Rolando well. It's just about a week and a half before his diaconal ordination. And he's been a part of, you know, many Catholic ministries in the area, and we're blessed to have him here at Mater Dei Radio now as our new executive director, maybe soon to be our new executive deacon. I think that's what we definitely need to be calling him coming up. But it's so important. He has a vision for Mater Dei Radio, and we have been part of this community for 35 years. Just kind of share your thoughts about, you know, the years that you have been a part of Mater Dei Radio and why it's so important, in hope that we hope to have another 36 years and beyond to be on the air here in our community.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I've had a connection with Orlando since very early in my time here in Western Oregon. I arrived here in 2013, and for a while he was working there in the Pastoral Center when I was there working in the tribunal. So we've known each other for quite some time. And, our Archbishop has been talking a lot about mission renewal. And so all these ministries that are available, beginning in the parishes, schools, Mater Dei Radio, all these other initiatives of the laity are so vital to the spreading of the gospel. And we're speaking about hope. And having radio stations such as Mater Dei Radio broadcasting on the airwaves is literally hope being transmitted through those airwaves. And those messages can hit people in on the radio, on the Hail Mary app, in so many other ways, and can just provide someone what that person needs at that time to realize that their lives have purpose and meaning, and can help them ultimately to find our Lord and find their way to eternal life. I mean, we all know and have heard of people who have just happened to stumble upon Mater Dei Radio on the radio and heard something that gave them hope and brought them into touch with Christ and with his church. So it's a vital ministry, and let's pray that more people commit to supporting it as generously as they can.
As generously as you can support us this morning, it will be wonderful. Not only will it support Mater Dei Radio, it will be an hour that Father Boyle will be able to celebrate along with us when we get to our goal this morning, because I know at the top of the hour, with Our Lady's help, we will get there. And of course, because of all of our listeners. So please, what portion can you take? Of course, we are listening to Father Boyle. You don't want to miss a word. And so take the opportunity now as we go into a break to make your pledge, or go online and make your pledge as well. It is safe and secure. So one more time, the number for you is 888-823-5286. And of course, you go on to materdeiradio.com and use the Hail Mary Media app. So make your pledge now and come on back after the break as we continue this hour with Father John Boyle on our Fall Share-a-thon as we rejoice in hope. And we are grateful, we are thankful, and we are wonderful on this Wednesday morning. Thank you for being with us for 2025 Fall Share-a-thon. I think my caffeine has finally kicked in, Dave.
You know what else is happening? We are crossing off circles. We're looking for 11 individual gifts, 6 in, looking for 5 more. We'll continue our way up, but 5 lonely circles right now looking for individual gifts. Make your phone call now. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, materdeiradio.com, or on the Hail Mary Media app. Again, one more time, 888-823-5286, matching pledge dollars available.
That's right. Dollar for dollar, your pledge will be matched. Even if you have to stretch that out over 6, 10, 12 months, our volunteers will work with you on that. But it is immediately doubled to Mater Dei Radio. So now is a great hour to call. And it's a great hour to call because Father John Boyle with us today. He is the pastor of Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Cottage Grove. Now, we have got one of our signals down there, tower that Mater Dei Radio sends our signal here from the Portland area. And then it's sent down to there. And then through whatever technology we have, it's unnecessary for me to know that. It's through the tower that we are able to get Eugene Springfield and Cottage Grove. It has been a while now, Father Boyle. And I'll just say this, that in the time that Rolando has been here, he has had to make that trip down there to see that tower. You, for years, have been asking to get into the vehicle, to be taken up there to that radio tower. You haven't made that trip yet, have you?
I have not. And I'm not sure which tower it is, because there are a couple of towers in the area. And I did, in fact, I took my altar servers on a hike up towards one of the towers, but it's obviously fenced off, so you can't get into it. Yeah, but it'd be great fun next time Rolando's down this way, or when I love to take a trip up there.
Okay.
See the view of the Cottage Grove and Eugene. See Christ's Empire, from the radio tower there.
Absolutely.
I think we'll take you up on that offer, Father. We might even ask you to sprinkle some holy water around the place for us as well.
Sure. Make sure it doesn't cause any electric shocks.
Yeah. Of course, yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Father Boyle, again, we have been talking about rejoicing in hope and hope in eternal life. Now, we pray and we love our Blessed Mother, but she is a saint. She, you know, carried the Christ child within her. She is a saint in heaven. She is our mother in heaven that prays and yearn for us. And there are many saints who, through hope, through eternal life, through their example, are models for each one of us. They are creating the roadmap, kind of like the map that it takes to get up to that road that gets to that signal down there in Cottage Grove. Our saints create for us a map as well. Their roadmap, it's getting us to heaven. Deanna, your thoughts on that?
Well, gosh, what a giant we celebrate today. I mean, St. Teresa of Avila, she wanted to be a martyr, didn't she? As a young, she left home and to go to Africa to be a martyr. And, of course, her uncle knocked some sense into her and brought her back home. But she had that desire to get to heaven, and she showed us, each one of us has our own path, but it's all the one narrow path that our Lord pointed out to us. And many saints have gone before us and beaten that path to show that it's possible, and we're all helping one another. So we have this beautiful communion of saints where we're all linked to one another. The saints of the past are linked to us now, and we're all helping one another travel that path, which can be difficult at times. And a bit like today, you know, here in Cottage Grove, we can't see the sun. But we know it's there, and we keep going in hope and trusting that holiness is possible. Some are called to be great saints like Teresa of Avila. Others are called, you know, to the hidden life, and no one ever knows about them. But I think I've got this little meditation of hers that can help us all, especially anyone who's discerning about donating today. When this is a poem about Christ has nobody but yours. Christ has nobody but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassionately on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has nobody now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassionately on this world. Christ has nobody now on earth but yours. Amen. So we're all part of, you know, our Lord depends on us. I mean, he can work miracles, of course, and he does. But he does depend on us and to respond to the call, which is an amazing thing to think, really, that he relies on us, useless instruments, to do great things.
That the weight of responsibility that feels like that God relies on us, and here at Mater Dei Radio, I think we recognize the need for us to be on the airways, for us to be able to have that signal down in Cottage Grove to reach even more people. You think about the distance between Cottage Grove, Oregon, and Castle Rock, Washington. Those people are able to pick up the signal. And recognizing that responsibility that we have, we began streaming our live signal online at materdeiradio.com. And then we realized that we needed to keep up with all of these digital platforms and the way people were getting through technology the message. They were getting a lot of messages, and most of them, they weren't good messages. So we created the Hail Mary Media app. And now it was one of the things that when my children wanted to be on social media platforms, I said, fantastic. The first person that you are going to friend, right?
Yeah,
to link, mom. And the second one is you're going to link to Mater Dei Radio, because that way throughout the day when they were scrolling, that they were getting a message of hope, a message of healing, a message of eternal life. That is what Mater Dei Radio is putting forward, and we pray that God looks upon us and relies upon us to be able to be here in Portland, Oregon. So that is what we have set out to do.
And the message that we are getting is one loud and clear from you, dear listeners. 7 of our individual gifts in, looking for 11. We need 4 more. We know what happens when we need 4 more. We're looking for 1 in honor of the Father, 1 in honor of the Son, 1 in honor of the Holy Spirit, and 1 in honor of Our Lady. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. MaterDeiRadio.com. Or the Hail Mary Media app.
What portion can you take? Please give us a call, 888-823-5286. You know, one of the ways, too, that we're able to receive those is online. So that way you can just place your call. Maybe you're doing a little scrolling right now.
I hear some activity. Oh, it's good activity.
Is it good?
It's good activity. There we go. It's bell ringing time.
And the bell go ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Bam! There we go. Now, very nicely done.
Father Boyle, I am not sure if you heard all of that commotion here at Mater Dei Radio, but our big bell in the next room has been rung. That means a significant gift has come in. Not that David's hit his head on something and rung his own bell, but the bell in the next room has rung. So we are well on our way to meeting this $2,000 goal. We're at least halfway, obviously, with that big bell ringer in. And Rolando was in here with us this morning because other people have heard that message, that ask, and they are responding with an answer.
They certainly have. We have some thank yous here. We'd like to thank Kristen from Our Lady of Perpetual Help there in Cottage Grove.
Nice.
Thank you for your donation. Mel from St. Paul's in Eugene and Nativity in Springfield, 2 parishes represented there.
Thank you, Mel.
And he has a message, says, Brenda and Brian, don't forget about those beavers.
Don't count that. We will not count them out, Mel. Thank you for all that you have done for our ministry as well.
We have another thank you here from Kathy to Kathy from Our Lady of Perpetual Help there in Cottage Grove. It's grateful for her parish. And Jan from Our Lady of Perpetual Help there in Cottage Grove. So, Father John, you're representing quite well. Thank you for all of your support.
And just got that call in honor of the Father. So.
Great. Well, thank you to my parishioners. All of them wonderful. Hey, listen, there's another reason to hope, and that's our wonderful seminarians in the Archdiocese. And two of them are doing purgatory with me right now. They've been here since the end of May, and they'll be with us until the middle of December. They're absolutely just doing amazing things. All the parishioners are saying, we don't know what we'll do when they've gone. They are Marcos Alvarado, who's here with me, and so he'd like to say hello. And there's Beto Montes, who actually is with Laurie Eckstein on a Rachel's Vineyard retreat right now at St. Benedict's Lodge. But I've got Marcos right here next to me.
Oh, wonderful. Marcos, thank you so much for being with us. We love our seminarians. You know, we look at what is happening in the crisis of vocations across not only the United States, but around the world. And of course, we are feeling it for those of us like me who live north of the river in Vancouver, Washington, or in Clark County, Washington, in the Archdiocese of Seattle. We have a vocations crisis. But young men here in the Archdiocese of Portland, they are finding support, they are finding the inspiration, and they are learning to have the ears to hear the call of God. And our seminarians, they are most definitely hope for our church here in the Archdiocese of Portland. So Marcos, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Oh, we are wonderful. Thanks for joining us here at Mater Dei Radio's Fall Share-a-thon. Introduce yourself a little bit, and more importantly, what's it been like for you serving there with the good people at Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Cottage Grove?
I'll leave the room now.
You've got to go serve, huh?
Well, the purgatory is doing really well. It's working. Well, I would say having the privilege to be with Father John and, you know, having him as a mentor and learning his pathways, it has helped me to realize the beauty of the liturgy and how the people are thirst of that, of the beauty of just honoring Christ as God instead of just, you know, having fun per se. And the people here in Cottage Grove, they're just amazing. Work hard. They're seeking to be unified with God. The poem that we just heard about the Christ has no body but yours, it takes place in the parish. You can see people working, people devoting their life to Christ, and in the sense and the reality of we are the body of Christ takes place, and you can see it clearly in the parishes, especially here in Our Lady of Perpetual Help.
Especially at Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Well, God bless you. Thank you for having the ears to hear God's call, and thank you for taking action. I mean, many people we hear and then we ignore. Yeah. I am a mother. I know real easily, actually, how to hear the ask from children and how to ignore it really well, too. You heard and you responded. And thank you for that. And thank you to the future that the Archdiocese of Portland, we are going to have to be able to be served by wonderful priests. Future, we'll pray for you as you move towards your ordination. So, wow. How exciting. Now, that's hope for the church,
and
seminarians.
I love that he points out that Father John is his mentor. You know, the Lord says, the scripture tells us that God, our Father, who we just received a call in honor of him, God, our Father, is the Father by whom every other father is named. And so many of us image that not as well as we should. Not Father John Boyle. Thank you for imaging God the Father so well, not only to your parishioners, but to the seminarians and all of us. Thank you, Father Boyle. Now, that call coming in honor of the Father, now looking for a call in honor of the Son, one in honor of the Holy Spirit, and then one in honor of Our Lady with Brenda. Just $500 to go.
I love it. $500 to go. You know what I would love? Let's get those calls in, and then we get that fourth call in for Our Lady. How about let's get as many fourth? We'll just call them all. Number four
in
calls.
In honor of Our Lady.
Our Lady of Perpetual Help.
I love
help.
It. From
How
now
about
on,
that?
I like that. Yeah.
Yes, we will absolutely do that. All right. So let's get those phone calls in, and then we'll start honoring all of those calls for Our Lady of Perpetual Help through the rest of this hour. But you got to give us a call. 888-823-5286. On the line at materdeiradio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. We'll be right back to join us. 2025 Fall Share-a-thon. Rejoice in hope. I rejoice in hope. I pray that I not get forgotten. You know, we just got one of those pledges that we thanked. Mel, thank you so much for that gift. He did give us a call recently on the Morning Blend because, you know, we get the people up, and this would normally be the time that you would be listening to the Morning Blend. We give you a mix of news, of lifestyle stories, of great interviews. We also give you a little bit of sports because we all know that we've been following sports in our house. The Mariners getting ready to win tonight. I think that'll be the case. But Mel sent us a note once, and he said, you know, there's two football teams, not just the Ducks in Oregon. Yeah. He said, don't forget the Beavers. And he reminded us again, do not forget them. How could we, Mel?
Well, we had Dave on earlier, of course, a lover of them as well.
So we would never do such a thing. But, you know, it is just, we are people who live in the world and we have that entertainment. And God wants us to enjoy the life and the creation that he has made for us in this world. It does not compare to what we will receive in heaven. However, I believe that we have all experienced a very exciting game or two that feels like, It's a little bit of heaven when we can rejoice like this forever.
And so many, eight folks, in fact, have brought us great joy to the studio this morning so far, looking for 11 for this hour, just three away. And Brenda, I love what you suggested as we were going into break. We're asking for, we asked for the last four phone calls in honor of the Father, in honor of the Son, in honor of the Holy Spirit, and then that fourth one in honor of Our Lady. The fourth and all subsequent calls after that in honor of Our Lady. But we are looking for that gift in honor of Jesus with just $500 to go. Then the one in honor of the Holy Spirit. And then all the subsequent calls after that in honor of Our Lady. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. MatreDayRadio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. Brenda, we still have matching pledge dollars available.
Absolutely. So this $2,000 goal this hour going to be matched dollar for dollar all the way to $2,000. That creates for Mater Dei Radio a $4,000 hour and $425 to go.
That
is
our update. $425.
You know, if we could get those last calls in at $100 pledge, we'd be there. Stretch a little bit. Get to that $120 pledge, and then you'll be eligible for that great gift. We'd love to send you those calendars. Look, we've had leftovers of those before. I've been to different events towards the end of the year. People love the calendars because it's got all of the liturgical colors. In fact, I look at this every morning because I get the saint of the day. I look at the liturgical color. It's like, oh, we've got green. Mm. There's the red martyr days. Oh, purple. Purple is not too far away because we are entering into that Advent season and then into that Lenten season. So this one is a year of art with Our Lady. They're beautiful images of Our Lady every single month. Turn the page. One of those months, Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Mm. I love her. I ponder her. You know, when you look at that, her eyes, they looked directly at you. She's not gazing away. There are many images where she's gazing to heaven, but in Perpetual Help, she looks right at you. So we would love to, let's get those next few calls. $120. It'll get all of the circles crossed off on your box. It'll get us to that $425 goal that we have to meet this hour. And we don't want to keep these. We want to give these calendars away to you.
People think about calendars. This is a beautiful, oh my goodness. The images of the images on these calendars, just absolutely fabulous, all in honor of Our Lady. You don't want to miss that opportunity.
All right. So you know how you're not going to miss the opportunity? By giving us a call. 888-823-5286. Father John Boyle with us this morning, helping us get to this goal. We've got 10 minutes left. Father Boyle, just kind of your last words here as we climb the rest of this mountain for you and for Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Just kind of your thoughts on hope and the kind of hope that is heard from Mater Dei Radio to a world in need.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking obviously very much about St. Teresa of Avila today. She has a great devotion to the humanity of our Lord, that it's through the humanity of Jesus that we have access to the divinity. And it's really about bringing that real personal relationship with Jesus, who was a living human being, divine, you know, person, but with a true human nature as well as that divine human nature. And the compassion that he showed for mankind as he was on this earth, you know, he looked upon the crowd and compassion on them, so they were like sheep without a shepherd. He gave people hope. He was able to forgive their sins. He was able to heal them. He was able to tell the good thief, you know, today you will be with me in paradise. And, you know, that good thief wasn't so good.
Yeah, absolutely. But he
recognized, you know, that I deserve what I'm getting, but this man is innocent. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And very mysterious words that this very day, you know, Good Friday, you will be with me in paradise. Quite incredible words.
It is.
Yeah.
And you know, and along with that too, part of what I look at in that beautiful image of Our Lady of Perpetual Help is that on each side of her are the angels holding the instruments of Christ's passion and death. And we as mere humans know that it is our sins that put Christ on the cross. And even in those brutal instruments, there is hope in that, that Christ openly accepts that passion. He accepts his death because of love for all of us, and there is hope in that as well.
Yeah, and in the image, in fact, you know, the child Jesus, there's fear in him. You know, there's that the sandal falling off his foot, you know, as he rushes into the arms of his mother. And Our Lady, you know, him God accepting the caress and support of a human being, his mother, and comfort. As he sees the passion, and indeed as she sees the passion that is going to her son is going to have to face the fulfillment of the prophecy that a sword will pierce your heart to, and yet, you know, she's there. She's a woman of hope, and faith, and love, and offers that to us in, as you say, Brenda, that beautiful gaze from the image. Mm-hmm. Helps to us. It's very concerned. It's like a pietà, really. You know, she looks out at us, just very beautiful, consoling eyes, consoling gaze from Our Lady. And of course, the help that she offers is her very son, who's in her arms. Mm-hmm. And there's no end to the help that the Lord gives us through the arms of his Blessed Mother. And that's the way he chose things to be. You know, he chose to be offered to us through the womb of Mary and through her loving arms. So we should just accept that wonderful gift and his plan. And that we too then are supposed to be ministers of help to other people as well. Pope Leo has just issued his first apostolic exhortation, Dilexit Te, and he reminds us that, you know, when we go to the poor and the suffering, we don't go so much to bring Christ to them as to encounter Christ in them. You know, in every human being, there is that image of Christ. So our Christian faith, our Catholic faith, you know, offers us such great comfort and hope and certainty. That this life has purpose, and that we will inherit eternal life if we just accept the help that comes to us through Our Lady's hands and through the ministry of this wonderful radio station.
And it is through wonderful relationships like we have with Father Boyle that we are able to do what we do every day here at Mater Dei Radio. With just a few minutes to the top of the hour, those phone calls are going to come in. So before things get really exciting around here, as it always seems to do as we get to the top of the hour, Father Boyle, we want to say thank you very much. We want to ask you at this time, will you offer us a prayer and your blessing?
Yes. Well, here's another prayer of St. Teresa of Avila. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, grant that I may always allow myself to be guided by you, always follow your plans, and perfectly accomplish your holy will. Grant that in all things great and small, today and all the days of my life, I may do whatever you require of me. Help me respond to the slightest prompting of your grace, so that I may be your trustworthy instrument for your honor. May your will be done in time and in eternity by me, in me, and through me. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you, all our listeners today, and remain with us all forever. Amen.
Amen.
Our help. Pray for us.
Our Lady, pray for us. Thank you, Father Boyle. We're going to get these phones ringing. We're going to get to the top of that radio hill down there in Cottage Grove with 3 minutes left.
3 minutes left. We were looking for 11 individual gifts. We are at 10 with that last phone ring. We got that phone call in honor of Jesus, the phone call in honor of the Holy Spirit. Now, this next call and all subsequent gifts in honor of Our Lady, 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, who can make that next phone call, make that next gift online or on the app in honor of Our Lady. Again, 888-823-5286, MatreDayRadio.com, or on the Hail Mary Media mobile app. This is the last opportunity for this hour. And Brenda, we still got a few dollars of matching pledge dollars available as well.
We certainly do. Now, this is already a great hour, and we are thankful for all of those pledges. But dollar for dollar, it is going to be matched. And if we don't get to the 2,000, well, then those extra matching dollars go back into the fund. So we want to make sure we get it all in the barn, as Pat Ryan used to say. Let's get it all in
there. Take it off the desk. Put it in the coffers.
Season. That's right. 888-823-5286. Our last update, $425. What portion can you take? 888-823-5286. And we have received that thumbs up. We have met that goal. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, is it one thumbs up or two? It's both thumbs up. Both thumbs up. All right, there we go.
All right. Thank you so much. And just quick thank yous to Linda. Thank you for your pledge. She attends Our Lady of Lake Oswego. Prayers for the recently widowed. We will definitely add that to our prayers. And Diane, thank you for your pledge. She goes to Our Lady of Perpetual Help. We will add that to our pledge drive. So we thank you. Now, this is the part of the hour where our cup runneth over. Again, we are pledges are to make the lights stay on, to get our radio signal out there. So everything that we receive from this point on this hour, that is going to help Mater Dei Radio grow its mission with new programming, new great ideas, a greater and grander online presence as well. Oh, and winter sky. We're going to talk more about these beautiful prayer shawls, because we've got an update on that as well. So actually going to have to carry through into the next hour, because we are getting ready to go to our top of the hour break.
Yeah, Curtis, let me know. The winter sky went out the door almost immediately went up. Yeah.
So,
but there are still shades of pink, salt and pepper and blue twilight prayer shawls available. Please do go to MatreDayRadio.com to check them out.
All right.
Most importantly, thank you, Father John Boyle, from Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Cottage Grove. What an hour.
My great pleasure. Thank you.
All right. And thank you to all those who pledged this hour. And we are going to go into a break. We've got another great hour ahead and another amazing guest to join us. So stay with us. Fall Share-a-thon 2025. Rejoice in hope.